Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad
stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh. The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N. T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great week and lots of fun baseball and hopefully other things going on in your lives. We are back for another week of baseball action here. I'm here to recap Sunday and get you ready for Monday. So let's get going. Lots of news and notes from Sunday. Oscar Colas, so the Chicago White Sox, as we called them, AAA, to take Andrew Benintendi's spot on the roster, who was placed in the IL with a left Achilles tendonitis. Colas was hitting 244 with 5 home runs and 6 stolen bases at AAA over 45 games. Colas is worth watching for now, but may become a fantasy target in the coming weeks. Michael Wacha, the Kansas City Royals, was placed in the IL with a left foot fracture. The injury occurred on Friday in the first inning when he was hit by a comebacker, but Wacha stayed in the game for another 5 innings of action, not realizing the extent of the injury. The Royals hope he'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks, but time will tell on that one. Daniel Lynch is recalled to take Waka's spot in the rotation. Lynch had a 4.76 ERA over 9 starts at AAA and has also allowed 2 earned runs over 12 innings with 8 strikeouts in 3 appearances with the Royals. Vaughn Grissom of the Boston Red Sox was placed on the IL with a hamstring strain. He was hitting 148 with a double over 23 games for the Red Sox. Not great. Bobby Dalbec was recalled to join the Red Sox. Dalbec was hitting 245 with 8 home runs at AAA over 26 games, but he also only hit 132 with 2 doubles over 22 games with the Red Sox earlier this season. Carlos Carrasco of the Cleveland Guardians was activated from the IL on Sunday and made the start, lasting only 4 innings while allowing 5 runs. Eli Morgan was placed on the IL with right elbow inflammation to make room for Carrasco on the roster. Luis Medina of the Oakland Athletics was activated from the IL on Sunday, which is great to see after he's been out all season. It's his debut. Medina ended up throwing 5 2/3 innings against the Braves while allowing 0 earned runs and striking out 6. Aaron Brooks was DFA'd to make room for Medina on the roster. I've always been a sucker for Medina when it comes to fantasy. He has the skills. His skills are great, but the execution has been inconsistent. Walks can be an issue with Luis Medina. Medina will be a fab target in the coming weeks. I'm pretty sure of that. Daniel Schneeman of the Cleveland Guardians is recalled from AAA as Jonathan Rodriguez was sent back to AAA. Schneeman was hitting 294 with 10 home runs and 4 stolen bases over 53 games at AAA. Schneeman went 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs on Sunday as he filled in for the injured Andrés Giménez but Jimenez should be back soon as he is just day-to-day with a lingering injury. Justin Wilson of the Cincinnati Reds was activated from the IL on Sunday, sending Alex Young back to AAA. Wilson will add depth to the Reds' bullpen. Sixto Sanchez of the Miami Marlins was placed in the IL with shoulder inflammation. He has not been able to figure it out this season, and the injury may end another rough season for Sixto. Emmanuel Ramirez was recalled to take Sixto's spot on the team and will add bullpen depth for the Marlins. The Marlins only play five games next week, so they should not need another extra starter, thus the bullpen help with Ramirez. But look for Rodery Munoz, who may get the call-up in the coming weeks to take the spot in the rotation, and he had some nice starts in his first stint with the Marlins. Quinn Priester was recalled on Sunday to make the spot start for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He did not fare well, allowing four earned runs over four and two-thirds innings. Alika Williams was sent back to AAA. Drew Smith of the New York Mets was activated from the IL to rejoin the Mets bullpen. Josh Walker was sent back to AAA. Riley Adams of the Washington Nationals was sent to AAA on Sunday. He will reportedly get some time at first base to make him more versatile when he returns to the Nats. Drew Milas was recalled to be the backup catcher for the Nats. Milas was hitting .308 with five home runs and five steals over 30 AAA games. C.J. Abrams of the Washington Nationals was scratched from Sunday start as he's still battling an illness. He's day-to-day, but the Nats expect him back any day now. Royce Lewis of the Minnesota Twins is expected to rejoin the club on Tuesday after his rehab start comes to an end. The surprise move, Edward Julian appears to be the odd man out, and he'll be sent back to AAA. Kind of makes sense as Julian's been struggling this season, and Jose Miranda has been playing outstanding for Jose Miranda standards, actually playing pretty well, though, overall with the team right now. David Bote was recalled from AAA on Sunday as Nick Madrigal was sent to AAA, and Adbert Alzolay was moved to the 60-day IL to make room on the 40-man for Bote. Bote was hitting .279 with five home runs over 28 games at AAA. Bote had some streaming appeal in fantasy in the recent seasons. Ben Joyce of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was recalled to join the Angels on Sunday as Reed Detmers was sent back to AAA. Joyce is a flame-throwing reliever, but he has control issues, and that has led to a 4.26 ERA over 19 minor league innings with 34 strikeouts. He also had 11 walks. Nolan Schanuel was out of Sunday's lineup as he continues to nurse a thumb injury. Schanuel missed the weekend series, and he remains day-to-day. Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees, is set to make his first rehab start on Tuesday in AA. Cole is expected to make 2 to 3 rehab starts and could see a return to the Yankees in the middle of June. Max Muncy of the Dodgers said he felt a twinge in his ribcage while rehabbing and has been shut down from all baseball activities. There's no timetable for Muncy's return. Muncy could be on the cut list depending on your league format. Here's an interesting injury. Jorge Mateo left Sunday's game with a head injury as he was kneeling down in the on-deck circle and was hit by Cedric Mullins' follow-through. Mullins did not know Mateo was there. Mateo's day-to-day as he's undergoing the concussion protocol. Luis Arraez of the Padres left Sunday's game after jamming his shoulder and part of his neck sliding into second base on a double. After the game, the Padres said Arraez should be fine and the removal is more precautionary. Ranger Suarez of the Philadelphia Phillies is apparently doing better after leaving Saturday's game due to a hand injury from a comebacker. Suarez says he's doing a lot better on Sunday and that the swelling is down like a good deal. The Phillies will reevaluate Suarez in a couple days to see if he can make his next start. Kyle Isbell of the Kansas City Royals left Sunday's game with a head-neck injury suffered from Bobby Witt's knee when they were both going after a pop-up. The Royals say Isbell does not have a concussion or knee testing and that he's only day-to-day. Blake Snell of the San Francisco Giants left Sunday's start after re-aggravating his adductor-slash-groin injury. Snell will undergo more testing, but an IL stint is likely. We could see Keaton Wynn, who is supposed to have a rehab start here in the next day or two. That could be skipped, and he could return to the team. We could see Mason Black, who pitched on Sunday, or we get Spencer Howard. Either way, not great right now for the Giants. Dominic Fletcher of the Chicago White Sox was removed from Sunday's game after colliding with the wall as he went up to rob a home run from William Contreras. The White Sox said Fletcher would have trouble throwing the ball afterwards, and he'll be further evaluated on Monday. Cody Clemens of the Philadelphia Phillies was scratched from Sunday's game with back spasms. Whit Merrifield took his spot, and Clemens is day-to-day. A couple call-ups coming your way here. Justin Henry Molloy of the Detroit Tigers will be called up to make his MLB debut on Monday. Molloy was hitting .255 with six home runs and three steals at AAA. The surprise move, though, Spencer Torkelson will be sent back to AAA. Torque was struggling this year with only four home runs while hitting .201 for the Detroit Tigers. Henry Davis will be recalled to the Pirates on Monday. No corresponding move has yet been announced, but Quinn Priester could likely be the man going back to AAA. After struggling with the Pirates, Davis did hit .286 with 7 doubles and 7 home runs over 22 games at AAA. Chadwick Tromp of the Atlanta Braves will be sent back to AAA on Monday. No corresponding move has been announced by the Braves just yet. And Brandon Marsh of the Philadelphia Phillies left Sunday's game with a hamstring injury. He'll be further evaluated on Monday. All right, before we take a look at Sunday's highlights and a peek ahead at Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by pitcherlist.com. I'm your host, Brian Nitschkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Nolan Gorman continues to rake, going 2-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk on Sunday Night Baseball. Since May 11th, Gorman's hitting .310 with 6 home runs, 16 runs scored, 15 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Still striking out around 40% of the time, but the production is starting to show up a bit for Nolan Gorman. Jose Miranda previously mentioned his success. He had a nice Sunday. He went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Since May 15th, Miranda's hitting .298 with 4 homers, 7 runs, and 11 RBIs. Elliot Ramos of the Giants went 2-for-5 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Sunday. Since getting called up in 23 games, Ramos is hitting .286 with 3 home runs, 9 runs scored, 16 RBIs, and a stolen base. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Gavin Stone, 5 shutout innings for the Dodgers, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. Stone had 15 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 75 pitches. It's a bummer they keep, you know, limiting his pitch count because he could go deeper into games, get more wins, but still been quite productive. Stone has allowed 2 runs or less in 9 of his 11 starts this year with 47 Ks and 62 innings pitched. Jake Irvin capped off a solid 2-start week this week with 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. Jake Irvin had 11 whiffs and a 32% CSW with 98 pitches. In 12 starts this year, Irvin has a 3.39 ERA, with a 3.44 XFIP with 60 strikeouts and 69 innings pitched. Hunter Brown continues to look like he might be figuring things out, folks. Hunter Brown went 6 innings, allowing 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 7 Ks versus the Twins. Brown had 11 whiffs and an impressive 37% CSW on 95 pitches. Since May 5th, Brown has allowed 13 earned runs with 36 strikeouts over 32 and a third innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday, and we had a lot of saves on the diamonds. Kind of nice for fantasy folks. Clay Holmes picked up his 17th save of the year against the Giants. Johan Duran, his 10th save of the year versus the Astros. Pete Fairbanks, his 6th save of the year versus the Orioles. Raisel Iglesias, his 15th save of the year versus the A's. Jimmy Garcia, his 3rd save of the year versus the Pirates. He's taken over for Jordan Romano for now. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 16th save of the year versus the Cleveland Guardians. Paul Sewald, save number 5 versus the Mets. Anoli Paredes picked up his 1st save of the year for the Brew Crew against the White Sox as the Brewers are just kind of using a revolving door there until Trevor McGill returns. Alexis Diaz picked up his 12th save of the year versus the Cubbies. And Ryan Helsley, save number 19 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a little peek at Monday's action on the diamond. You got an 8-game main slate on DFS starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm interested in, if you're paying up, Tarik Skubal versus the Texas Rangers. One of my favorite matchups of the day, Mackenzie Gore versus the New York Mets. Love that one. You got Nady Evaldi versus Detroit. And then Tyler McGill versus Washington. If you want to go a Gore-McGill combo, go for it. No problem with that whatsoever. Some bats I'm looking at here, Cincinnati and Coors versus Ryan Feltner. Arizona versus Spencer Howard or whoever the Giants are throwing. And then Philadelphia versus Bryce Wilson could be a fun one as well. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday. I'm really looking forward to that Tyler McGill versus Mackenzie Gore matchup. You know, the Mets are a bad ball club. Nationals have been kind of interesting, actually. But these two pitchers are young and very talented, so looking forward to that. We got a nice AL East battle between Baltimore and Toronto. Grayson Rodriguez versus Kevin Gausman. Gausman's looked a lot better of late. Could be a fun matchup there. And then down in Texas, Tarik Skubal versus Nate Eovaldi. Anytime Skubal's on the mound, we're always excited. And Nate Eovaldi keeps working his way back from injury. Should be a fun one between the Tigers and the Rangers, not to mention Malloy getting his debut there against Eovaldi. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You want to sign up, you won't regret it. Gets you an amazing Discord talking all things baseball and fantasy baseball. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus. Gets you the Weekend Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock. Gets you all kinds of projections and much, much more. So go check it out at pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, and PL Pro. Surely will not regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, June 3rd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.